Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
But let's talk to our man, Caleb Johnson. Suns tonight, Hawks on the road. They finish up this road trip. Caleb, let's start with Trae Young and talk about how well he's playing and what you think he is. What is attributing that, his play to? What's going on? What's different in your mind about why Trae has been this Trae Young?
I think it's a lot of it's his teammates. Now, I will definitely admit that on one hand, we've seen the most mature version of Trae. We've seen the most maybe responsible and team-friendly, and he's interacting with his teammates and all of those sorts of things. But I really do think it is his teammates. It is finally this front office putting some pieces around him that are excelling at the things that allow him to thrive, because this is a guy who it's so funny to me how national media is like, oh, man, this Trae guy's pretty good at assists. And it's like, yeah, he's done this since he entered the league. And he actually he had to check Matt Barry on ESPN a couple days ago because of this. And it's one of those, like, so this is what he does well, is he doesn't have to be the leading scorer. However, he's also not afraid to do those things as well. But when you pair him with guys who can shoot the ball and also play good defense, then he can have some success. Now, amongst those guys that have been added around him, they're still having their ups and downs, because the fact that Trae needed to hit a 50-footer against the Utah Jazz, who have won 9 games, shouldn't really be happening. But it also gets to show off his greatness. It allows him to be, well, he should have been number one on ESPN top 10 plays. They put LeBron up there. It's fine, whatever. But it gets him the national recognition, and people are paying attention to him once again, instead of just allowing the old narrative to follow him around and be lazy conversation points. No, this is a really talented basketball player, and he's showing it.
I know that the defense has been so great with Dyson Daniels kind of setting the tone, but the guy we talk about each night, and you missed him when he was out, I think it was the Clippers game with Jalen Johnson, because he is such a huge part of what we're trying to do in the half court. But do you feel this team is going to go get some help in the front court, Caleb? I know that every time we ask Steve Kuhn, he doesn't make those personnel decisions, but I just feel like, man, no disrespect to Capella, but maybe get more athletic up there in the front court.
So I feel like, Mike, I feel like you're disrespecting Clint a little bit, just for the simple fact of his defense and rebounding has been so solid. Honestly, it really hasn't dipped that much. What's really dipped is his scoring ability, and it makes those frustrating bunnies that he misses time and time again even more glaring. I think what's been more disappointing, at least in my opinion, has been Onyeka Okongwu, who is supposed to have been that guy, like, we're at the point he should be starting. That's where this thing should have been carried on to. It should have been Clint, hey, man, you're getting a little bit older, and so your minutes start to decrease, and Onyeka increases. Well, we haven't seen that, and, you know, for injuries or for just lack of play, and it just quite hasn't been there, so much so that, you know, I think if they were to look on and try to, you know, upgrade that position, it's more to replace Onyeka than I think it is to replace Clint, even though it might be done by trading Clint simply because he has the expiring contract and all of those sorts of things. So do I think they upgrade that position this season? No, if I'm honest, I don't think they do, just because they're clearly playing the long game here. They're in it for the, hey, we might go surprise some people in the postseason, but we've had that flash in the pan success before, and we stuck to, you know, or we changed our plan after that 2021 season, and we gave guys a bunch of money, and hey, maybe we shouldn't have done all of that. So I feel like I hope they learn from those mistakes of the past, and if you can get off an expiring contract of a Clint or a Larry Nance Jr., even though I feel like those guys are really good for team morale and vibes and what has led to some of the success, I think that is a more likely thing than making some big splash that they're going to upgrade the team right now.
Let's talk about tonight. Suns are reeling. They're trying to move Bradley Beal. Can't find a taker. I don't think the chemistry between Booker and Durant and all that is working. So we should handle business again, right, despite Jaylen not being out there.
Yeah, I think I've said this to every show that's brought me on, that the unfortunate part of this team is that I don't think they're built to win games when they're missing one of their starting five. I think a lot of teams are built to where, hey, the whole next man up mentality, things always get thrown out there. I think there's plenty of teams who can handle those things. I don't think the Hawks are very good at that, just because the cohesion of that starting five and then what they're able to get off the bench, you don't want to have to start a V. You don't want to have to start a Garrison. You don't want to have to make some of those changes that they're having to do. So, yes, I do think they can handle the Suns, because you're completely right. The Suns are reeling. I mean, when they made that Bradley Beal trade, it felt like everyone was going, this feels like a really bad idea, but Matt Ishbia, their new owner, was wanting to throw around a bunch of new money, and he's like, hey, I'll go get who I want and spend whatever I want. Okay, well, now you're having to deal with the consequences of all of that. And they can't beat bad teams right now, the Phoenix Suns. I mean, they lost to a Grizzlies team last week who was literally missing their entire starting five, if I remember correctly. Maybe Jaren Jackson played in that one. But they're not a particularly good basketball team. However, I do wonder about the Hawks being tired from this long road trip, how this thing has kind of worn on them. And seeing how they played against the Jazz, not exactly real exhilarating stuff, even if you did get the game winner in the end. So maybe that game winner propels you to having some more energy in this one. But I would have to imagine this team is ready to get home, even if getting home this weekend means we get to play the Rockets and then this Phoenix Suns team all over again.
Caleb, good job, man. We appreciate you. Curious to see how they play tonight, finish up this road trip. They come back home Saturday, and hopefully weather won't play a part in maybe postponing that game. We'll see how things shake out. Caleb Johnson, talk to you soon, brother. Thank you.
All right, you guys have a good one.